the kind of corn that you eat with your hands. Just
corn on the cob.
Okay. What about roast?
Roasting.
What's the difference?
Well, there's two ways you can eat that corn. You can boil that, knead it off the cob, and then you can cut this other and cook it in the fryer.
Mm-hmm. That's roasting yours?
I guess that's what they call mm-hmm. cooking and roasting it from, when you cut it and scrape it and cook it in the fryer.
Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of animal. It looks kind of like a squirrel, only it's a little smaller, and it just runs along the ground.
Ground mode.
Well, I'm thinking of it's light brown. It's got darker stripes down it.
Light brown got dark stripes down it. Okay.
Well, have you heard of something chipmunk or grinny or ground squirrel?
No, about a ground squirrel, but I've never seen it.
Okay. And
that's what you're talking about. What come out in the weather be so bad?
Does it come out when the weather's bad?
The ground. No, they call it a groundhog.
Oh, yeah.
It come out every second day of February. Uh-huh. They see a shadow and go back, it's going to rain and be bad for 5 or 6 weeks. That's what you talk about?
Yes.
A groundhog, that's what they call it.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell?
Oh, skunk pokehead. Mm-hmm. That's what they called it a long time ago. You want old wood.
What did they call it a long time ago?
Pokehead.
Okay.
But they call it a skunk now, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And something about this big that hops along the ground.
Frog.
Okay. What about the one that stays in the water?
Water frog.
Okay. And a small one that gets up in the trees and has a high voice.
I don't know whether that's the bull frog or what. It's the one go ooh, like that.
Uh-huh. But there's one that has a real small thing, a little green one about this big.
The green frog. His little green frog. He's green all over.
Uh-huh.
Green frog. I don't know. He don't stay in the water.
Uh-huh.
Well, this one, what's staying in the water, is that the one they call the bullfrog?
I think so. And, say, if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to?
Bait.
Okay. What different kinds of?
Well, it's some small and large.
What do you call the?
I wouldn't exactly know, because they having now bait beds and folks are raising baits, and they got so many different types now. Red something or other, red rock, so bathing something,
mm-hmm.
and dark and some large. But long time ago, folks just go out in a rich place and just dig up. If they get a little one, then they get a small one. Long time, but they sell baits now.
Mm-hmm. Anything else I used to call them besides baits?
Wigglers.
Uh-huh.
Flathead. Wigglers. And runners or something. And then they would go to these trees and get these old white, flat looking. But a big head they call flathead and fish with them.
Uh-huh. What do you call the large worms that are used for baits? The real large things.
I guess there must have been these red, what they're selling now.
Mm-hmm.
Red worms or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the people didn't know different names on them. All they wanted was a bait.
Uh-huh. And
they put on the hook. Lord, I reckon I'm going to school today.
Talk about different kinds of insects. A little insect that has a light in its tail.
A light or just a white somewhere.